and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The more you develop mentally, and that's where, again, God is erasing stuff that's been hindering you. The more you develop mentally, the more you can sustain confidence and positive emotions. The more you develop mentally in the soul realm, the more you can sustain confidence and positive emotions. The greater the challenge, the greater the mental preparation is required. I'm going to touch on just a couple more things and we'll be finished here today. Tell somebody, feed your mind. If garbage goes in, then garbage is going to come out. I love what Dr. Molina said yesterday. He said he won't walk with fools. He won't be involved. He don't have fools in his life. I said, wow, that's powerful. But it's true. Don't allow foolish people to invade your life. Love them, pray for them, but don't let them invade your space and get all up in your boundaries. And they're going to act foolish and do foolish things. No, he that walks with wise men, or he that walks with wise women, she that walks will be wise. Iron will sharpen iron. But don't allow foolish people. You know, just don't have the time for them. Don't let them try to convince you that you wrong. Right. I thought you was a Christian. No, I ain't no Christian. Amen. First of all, Christian means stupid. In its most refined definition of that word, it wasn't something in Antioch they were heralding people for. It was a mockery. It was a word used to mock these folk. What they were called in that day was the way. Amen. That's what it was, Amen. The way. But they first called them Christians in Antioch. Now, a lot of people say, but because they were Christ-like. No, that's not, they weren't saying it because of that. They were making a mockery of them. Amen. Christian means idiot, Amen. Stupid. They were saying, for these people to be following this guy who got crucified, stupid people. So whenever you call yourself a Christian, that's in essence what you're saying. So we're not Christians. We don't see anywhere Jesus calls us Christians. Amen. Amen. I'm not mocking people that do that. They just don't know. But when you come into the knowledge of things, you need to change your vocabulary. Amen. To him that doesn't know, okay, he doesn't know. But when you know something, see, knowledge with much knowledge, hear me, with much knowledge is much sorrow. And the increase of wisdom is the increase of sorrow. Amen. Amen. Now it's not a burden. It's not, you know, you walk around sorry. No, sir. No, it's you learn and touch things in the spirit that people aren't acquainted with. Amen. Amen. And so sometimes, I was just talking to a brother yesterday. Sometimes you feel alone. Yes. Amen. And if you let the devil, he'll convince you that you lost your mind. But in essence, you've touched some things in the spirit realm that are rare. See, some saints become like onions, if I can use that word. You know, you peel an onion. You peel it, there's one layer, another layer, another layer, another layer, another layer, an onion. Some folk is just shallow. Like an orange, just peel, it's over. But there's some folk got depth. That cost you. You, Adam, God said it's not good that the man be alone. He didn't say it's not good that the man be lonely. Amen. Adam was not lonely. It's one thing to be lonely. Okay, that you need something with that, but it's another thing to learn how to be alone. Paul spent 15 years in Arabia alone, receiving from God. When you truly walk with God, you are not alone, or let me say you are not lonely, even though you may have to walk alone for some time. But you're not lonely, you are fulfilled. Amen. You are not self-sufficient, but God-sufficient. Not self-confident, but God-confident. And that's really where God wants to take you, to where your dependence is upon Him, where your trust is in Him. David said, though 10,000 rise up against me in judgment, in this I am confident. I know in the God whom I believe. I know the God who I walk with. I know what God told me. I know how God operates. That's where He wants you. Not dependent upon man. Thank God for good friends. Thank God for iron that sharpens iron. But at the end of the day, God wants you. Know that sign that says Uncle Sam wants you? God wants you. Everything about you, God wants. Amen? Let me give you a couple more things here, because I think this is important for this mental thing that's been broke today. You broke it in your praise. Now don't go back to it. When these imaginations come up, cast them down. I said, when the devil tried to bring an impression back, cast it down. Devil, you're a liar. Get behind me. In Jesus' name. I'm free. Somebody say, I'm free. Tell somebody, feed your mind now. Mind food doesn't come in packages. You don't buy it in stores. Mind food is your environment. These are all the things that influence your subconscious and your conscious thought in your environment. Some of us need to go home and change our environment. Amen. 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 Make little changes in the environment so that the mind food, stuff that's constantly before your eyes, constantly entering your ears, is different. Tell somebody, I want to develop. Amen. To what capacity we develop is dependent upon the mind food we consume. The mind will always reflect what the environment feeds it, just like your body reflects the food you feed it. Say this with me. I am a product of my environment. Now understand, we have authority to create environments. And the environment we create will bring the atmosphere to its knees. The atmosphere will be filled with whatever environment we create. We are a product of our environment. Prolonged association with negative people will always cause you to think negatively. Close contact with petty people will cause you to develop petty habits. You're around petty people all the time, you're going to be petty. The person you are today is largely the result of your psychological environment. Who you will become depends on your future environment, the mind food you feed yourself. Tell somebody, feed the mind. Three types of group, and I'm going to close here. Three types of groups. You'll find yourself in one of these groups. Number one is those who have surrendered completely. They are convinced this is it. This is as far as I go. Ain't no more. They are inadequate and unable. I can't. I won't. I don't. They're convinced they are inadequate and unable. Number two, Second kind of people, those who have surrendered partially. They decide that greater success ain't worth the effort. Child, I'm too old for that. I's past my prime. I leave it to the youngins. They decide that greater success isn't worth it. Remember, this is a mental thing. They crawl through life instead of standing up and running. Tell somebody right now, God ain't near about through with you. Talk about retiring. No, God's going to refire you. I said, God's going to refire you. Give you creative ideas. Add to you substance. Number three, there are those, and I'm going to say this is about you all. This is who we are. Those who never surrender. They don't allow negativity to dictate to them. They don't allow the agendas of the world or the dark agenda or the world agenda to determine their agenda. Amen. They don't allow it. They never surrender. They don't surrender to suppressive forces. Stuff that tries to bind you, limit you, block you, intimidate you, provoke you. They don't yield to these forces. Tell somebody, you got to fight off the darkness in your mind. You get it out of your mind, it'll get out of your environment. Tell somebody, you're judged by the company you keep. Birds of a feather will flock together. How you think, listen to me real quick, how you think is directly affected by the group of people you hang around. How you think is directly affected. So some of us need to determine new friendships. Let me tell you something. When you truly follow the Lord, when you truly follow the Lord, you're not going to have a whole lot of friends. You're not a politician. Politicians kiss babies and shake hands, but they liars. Amen. You know, they want to be popular. They got all these, you know. No. I'm talking about when you truly follow God, there will be a select group that covenant with you, that are truly covenanted, that you can trust. Most times, if you really follow God, you can count them on one hand. That'll die with you, that'll go to war with you, that'll stand with you, that think like you, that trust you, that love you, that got your interests in mind. Amen. So don't be afraid of loneliness or being alone. No, when you were God, you're never lonely. You're never lonely. You might be alone. They came to Jesus one time. They went to the village to get something to eat, and they came back. And Jesus had talked to the woman at the well, and they said, Master, aren't you going to eat? He said, I have meat that you know not of. My meat is to do the will of my Father. Y'all physically hungry, but I've already eaten because I'm doing the will of my Father. And then he says, labor not for that meat which perishes, but labor for that meat that leads us into eternal life.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.